Welcome. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting, meeting on the telephone in various locations. It is Thursday, February 26th. It is 8:42 p.m. This is Margie Wilkinson, Chair of the Board, and functioning as the Interim Executive Director at Pacifica. And I'm going to ask Vice Chair of the Board, Lydia Brazon, to chair this meeting. Lydia?
Okay. I welcome everyone. So the first order of business will be to identify timekeeper. Any volunteers?
Well, I think we have to take the formal minutes.
Okay. Janet, you want to take the roll?
Okay. Alan, KPFT.
Alan is present. Can you hear me?
Alan, present. Argueta, KPFK. Burden, WBAI.
Burden requested an excuse to have him.
Brazon, KPFK.
Here.
Brazon, here. There's some background sound. Please mute. Jim Brown, WPFW.
He can't come today. He requested excused absence.
Steve Brown, WBAI.
Yes.
Brown here. Casanova, KPFG.
Present.
Casanova, present. Coleman, WBAI.
Present.
Coleman, present. Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Diaz, present. Edward Speaker, KPFA.
Brian's here.
Edward Speaker, present. Winfield, KPFA. Houseman, KPFK.
Here.
Houseman here. Cochran, KPFA. Cochran, present. Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate.
She requested an excuse to absence.
Robert Mark, KPFT.
Present.
Mark, present. There's some echo going on. Can people please mute? Medina, KPFK.
I'm present, and I heard from someone that where they can't hear us on the stream.
Yeah, I got a text, too.
Okay. Okay.
So, Otis.
I'm sorry, Otis. I was off the call, but I will text him right now.
Someone in my vicinity is hearing it on the stream.
Down. Down.
I'm sorry.
I didn't.
Margie, can you ask Otis while we deal with this?
Yeah, I'm
you're near a computer, back away. If you're not, if they've already called your name, please mute. Thank you.
Okay. Should I continue or over? Sorry.
Well.
Still getting feedback.
You need everybody to mute.
Yeah. Maybe continue, because there might be somebody waiting for you to call their name, and then we can ask everyone to mute.
Okay. So Medina is present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Norman, present. Rabin, WVQR affiliate.
Here.
Rabin, present. Ryder, KPFT.
Here.
Ryder, here. Roberts, WBAI. Tucker, WPFW.
Here.
Tucker, here. Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Wilkinson, here. We have quorum.
Okay. Margie, did you contact Otis?
I'm sending him a text right now.
Should we wait till he confirms that we're streaming? Oh, we are, because we're getting texts that are saying, see, there goes another text saying they can't hear us. But, Otis? Otis?
Yes,
I'm here. Oh, okay, so this text said streaming but extremely garbled. Uh-huh. Can we proceed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, Madam Secretary, we have quorum, and correct, and let's move on to identifying a timekeeper. Any volunteers? Anyone?
I can keep time for the items until I have to log off.
Okay. How about for the speakers? Can someone keep time for the speakers? It's 90 seconds.
I'll do that, George.
Thank you. Okay. Excuse absences. I heard Janice, Carolyn, Jim. Was that it? Were there any more other than Janice Laney, Carolyn Burden, and Jim Brown?
No, they're the only people who sent messages.
Okay. Does anyone want to move to excuse their absences?
I'll move. Margie moves to excuse the absences.
Okay. And now I got another text that the sound was lost. I have no idea. Oh, my God.
I think we just...
Oh, it's back now. Okay. Okay. I'm turning the sound off of myself. Okay. So, moving along. So, I just want to remind folks...
Before we move on?
Pardon?
Before we move on?
Yes, we have to vote on the excused absences.
No,
I'm sorry. Who's speaking?
Benito is trying to speak.
Okay, Benito.
One point of information.
Okay, go ahead.
So are we talking about the three people who requested an excused absence or everyone?
No, there's a motion by Margie to excuse the three people who requested an excused absence.
Okay.
Does anyone want to... Okay,
no objection.
No objection, so the absences are excused. Now we're going to move on to agenda approval for a total of 30 minutes. And just to remind everyone, a maximum of 2-for and 2-against, which means we don't have to have 2-for and 2-against for each item. If we can move right along. Would anyone like to move to approve the agenda?
Margie moved to approve the agenda.
Would anyone like to second?
Benito.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any objections or any additions? If not, then the agenda is approved. Minutes? Do we have any minutes for approval? I saw one.
Hello, Alan has a question.
Point of order.
Hello.
Okay, Teresa, Alan, and I don't know who asked for a point of order, but Teresa first.
Janet Kay.
Okay. At our last meeting before last, we were just really fighting over the opportunity to ask questions of the CFO. I would like to increase the number of minutes that we have for the CFO report to 30 minutes.
I'll second that.
Okay, is there any objection?
No. Go.
Somebody needs to hear themselves.
Yeah, whoever, there's some static, so please everyone mute themselves unless they're speaking. And Janet Coburn. And by the way, we all need to be cognizant. I mean, technically this should have happened when I asked for when we were on our agenda approval. But move ahead. Janet, you had a point of order?
Oh, yes. I heard you say we would move on to minutes approval.
But yes.
We're still on agenda approval.
Well, okay. So if there are no more changes to the agenda, then without objection, we are this time really going to move on to minutes approval.
Point of information.
Yes.
So the CFO will make a 30-minute report, correct?
That's not what was passed. It was just that the item be increased to 30 minutes. It was not
okay.
Specific. So whether that should include questions.
Right. Okay.
Yes, okay. Janet Kay, are there any minutes?
No, there aren't
okay.
any.
Okay. The setting of regular meeting dates for 2015, I believe the coordinating committee was going to deal with that, but I'm sorry.
Oh.
Margie?
Well, I had a proposal. I missed the last coordinating committee meeting, and so I don't, I'm unaware of what the coordinating committee might propose. I have a proposal, and I know I'm supposed to send it to you in writing, which I will do right now. And my proposal is that we regularly meet on the first Thursday of the month, except for March, because, well, we already have a closed session meeting scheduled for March, but that we have regular PMB meetings on the first Thursday of the month, and at the end of that meeting, we determine if we need to schedule a continuations meeting for later in the month. And that's my proposal.
Margie, if I may, are you saying open session only?
Yes.
Yes.
No, not open session only. We can decide whether they're going to be open or closed, but that we have that we schedule a regular meeting on the first Thursday of every month, and then determine whether we need a continuations meeting at the end of that meeting.
Open and closed.
Yes.
Or.
Yes. Well,
okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
Mr. George, I second that.
Okay.
Janet Kay.
So, Margie, can you email that,
yes,
please?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm doing it.
Brenda.
Okay. Janet Kay and Brenda.
Well, I think this is a little difficult for this whole group to decide on, although I'm not sure whether there would be objections to Margie's proposal, but I move to refer this to the coordinating committee.
Oh, tell me when.
So that the PND can be pulled about different possible
options. I'll second that motion of Janice.
Margie has a point of information.
Okay. Brenda and then Margie.
I would also, given that Mr. Ravine had sent out an email to everyone about the conflicts of closed session being so late at night and it conflicting with our long-standing rule to adjourn by midnight, and he's 4 hours ahead, I would also support referring to the coordinating committee to try and figure something out for both open and closed session not being on the same date.
Okay. Margie, you had a point of information?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can someone tell me when the coordinating committee is meeting next? Oh, it's next Monday. That's fine. I have no objection to referring to the coordinating.
Okay. If there are no other comments and no objections, this will be referred to the coordinating committee. Any objections?
Yeah, I object. This is George.
George. Okay.
I think this makes sense. I don't see what else we're going to do. I'd just as soon vote on it now. If people don't want to do it that way, well, fine, we'll send it back to the coordinating committee, but I'd like to give it a go anyway and see what happens.
Alan for the stack.
Okay. Teresa?
I agree also with George. I think we're ready. I think that, I think we ought to pass this, and
hopefully things will settle down so we won't have to have so many late meetings. I don't see, unless we have weekend meetings or unless we start our meetings earlier, and which unfortunately makes the people on the West Coast start their meetings before 5:30 in the evening, which is difficult to do when they get out of work. I think that we have to go with what we've got. And I think that the board is ready to say that this is a fair solution, first Thursday of every month with possible continuation meetings if we need. So I'm ready to vote. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else to the stack? Otherwise, we'll go to a vote on the referral.
Benito to the stack.
Okay, Benito.
If I heard correctly, I think Brenda indicated, I don't know, somebody is must be by the beach or something like that.
That's right.
I hear some real loud waves coming in. But Brenda, if I understood correctly, stated that one of our members has indicated that he can't participate in that later, something like that. I didn't see no email, so I don't know exactly. But my point is that if we know that there is one or more members that have a problem being able to stay up with these crazy meetings till midnight Eastern time, then I think it behooves us to figure out a way how to resolve that. Instead of just passing a motion in order to pass a motion, and then we have to deal with the problem after the fact.
Okay.
So I think it makes sense, like Brenda said, that we refer this to the coordinating committee, let them work out the details, talk to the person involved, and work something out. I don't know, whatever.
Okay. Thank you. So if there is no one else on the stack.
This is George. I'd like to speak to Benito's comment.
Go ahead.
I certainly want to update the request, but really the substance of the motion was what days are we going to have the meetings on and how are we going to structure that? As long as we're having meetings at all, these kinds of meetings, these kind of telephone meetings, that's going to be a problem, and it has to be worked out. But what's in front of us is which days are we going to meet on, and I think that the suggestion of the first Thursday with a continuation if we need it makes sense. I don't know what else we would do.
Okay, thank you. So if there's no one else on the stack, if we can please go to a vote. And the vote is on referring this motion to the coordinating committee that is scheduled to meet on Monday. Janet Kay, can you please call the roll?
Teresa Allen, KPFT.
Allen says no.
Allen votes no. Agueta, KPFK.
Can't understand you, Janet.
Set? No, I'll go back to speaker.
Okay, we got Teresa. Now, who's next?
Okay.
The same? Wait, excuse me. Okay, if everyone mute until you hear your name. There, that's it. No, it's still there. It worked before when we asked to mute, so it's one phone in particular. Can everyone please try to mute so we can identify which phone?
Okay, so why don't we just ask who's at the
beat? No. Yeah, whoever just... well, no, there's still an echo. Let's try it. Janet, go ahead.
Okay.
Better.
Allen, KPFT, votes no. Argueta, KPFK. Burden, VBAI. Razan, sorry, I'll come back to you. Jim Brown, WPFW, not here. Stephen Brown, WBAI.
No.
Adriana Casanova, TFT.
Yes.
Yes. Casanova. Yes.
Did you hear? Did you hear?
Coleman, WBAI.
Did you call me? This is Steve.
I called Steve Brown. Brown voted no. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
All right. Okay. Coleman,
WBAI.
Coleman?
I abstain.
Coleman abstain. Diaz, D-U-T-S-W.
Yes.
Diaz votes yes.
Yes.
Edwards Teeter, KPA.
Brian votes yes.
Edward Speaker votes yes. Point to KPFA. Not here yet. Councilman, KPFK.
No. And this is really very unlistenable. Very unlistenable.
Yes, okay. Let's get through this vote, and then I've got an idea.
All right. Coburn, KPFA votes yes. Lane Ewer, KPFAI. Mark, KPFT.
Yes. And I think it's your phone, Janet.
Well, we're I have an idea when we're through with this vote. Thank you.
Okay. Mark votes yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Medina, KPFK.
I vote yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes.
Yes.
Rabin. WQR affiliate.
Yes.
Rabin votes yes. Ryder, KPFT. Ryder, KPFT.
No.
Ryder votes no.
No.
Roberts, WBAI. Tucker, WPSW.
Yes. Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Did I miss anybody? So I have 10 yeses, 4 noes, and 1 abstention. Olivia, do you want to vote?
No.
No.
Okay, so, Madam Secretary?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you call the roll again and ask each person, nobody mute right now, be unmuted, and then go through the roll, and one by one we will mute until that sound goes away so we can identify whose phone it is.
Okay. Alan, KPFT.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Now you can mute after you say yes.
Arzueta, KPFK. Not here. Burden, not here. Rajan.
Well, here.
Jim Brown. Not here. Jim Brown.
Sorry, I didn't
know.
Calling Steve Brown again.
Stephen Brown.
Are you calling?
Cannot understand you. But can you mute now?
I was muted until I asked you that question. Mute now.
All right, it's somebody else then. So Brown. Okay. So now mute, please. Casanova.
Okay.
Can't hear Casanova. Coleman.
Can you hear me?
Coleman. Yes, please mute your phone. Yes. Yes.
Oh, present.
Okay, please mute. Thank you. Edward Speaker.
I'm here. I've been muted. I'm going to mute again.
Thank you. Fuentes, he's not here yet.
Kaufman.
I just went off mute to do this, and I'm going back on mute.
Thank you. And Cobrin, I'm not on mute. But I am on speaker, and I tried doing the my headset, and I don't think it made a difference. But I can try again if we don't solve this.
Janet, try muting. Just try muting so we can see what happens when you do that.
I think it sounds clear. This is Brenda.
Yeah.
No,
the echo went away when Janet put her headset on.
That's right.
Yes.
Echo usually comes from speakerphones because the receiver picks up what's going out over the speaker. You get a delayed feedback loop.
Okay, I'm back on my headset, but some people find me sounding garbled.
No, it's
fine.
Much better.
It's much better.
Okay. Should I continue, or do you think
we solved it.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we move on to number 3 on the agenda, report on officer committee election results, PMB committee populations by the LSBs. Who's giving this report? Is that the secretary?
Yes.
Thank you. Janet?
Okay, so as of the last open session meeting, there were some contested officer seats and also committee seats. So the results were tabulated, or people voted and they were tabulated, and the results were as follows. So officers, it was Margie Wilkinson and George Ryder, and Margie Wilkinson became chair. For vice chair, it was Lydia Bazan and Janice Lane Hewitt, and Lydia Bazan won that. For finance committee, there were 3 contested seats, one at KPSA, and it was Brian and myself, and Brian won that seat. For KPFK, it was Lydia and Kim, and Lydia won that seat. And WBAI, it was Serene Roberts and Stephen Brown, and Serene won that seat. This was for the Finance Committee. For the Coordinating Committee, there was one contested station for PNB members. KPFT, there are two seats. And there were 3 candidates, and so from the SPV vote, Adriana Kasnov and George Ryder won, and the 3rd one is Teresa Allen. And then governance, there was one also station that had 3 candidates, PNB candidates, at WBAI, and they were Serene Roberts, Stephen Brown, and Carolyn Burden, and Roberts and Brown won that one. I think that's it for those. And then when it comes to the populating by LSBs, that's not complete yet. For example, at KPFA, at the last LSB meeting, people signed up, and there are probably some contested committees, but we wanted to get allow others who were not at the meeting to also be seated or try to be on committees. So that's not been completed yet, and I think there are some other stations who have completed their process, but I don't have all of the names and stations gathered yet, so it's in process.
Thank you. KPFK completed theirs, but George, would you mind repeating what our ongoing policy is, or at least our practice, but I believe it was a policy as well, about continuing with the current members and so forth until they're replaced?
Yes, essentially, the old members stay on the committee until it's fully populated. at which point the former chair facilitates a new election for chair and secretary with the full committee.
Janet,
good
point of information.
Yes, Janet?
I was wondering when this was put in place. Is it just kind of institutional memory, or, George, do you know?
I wasn't there when that motion was passed. If it ever was, it's been tradition and it works. So I can't tell you if there was a policy some distance back.
I think it actually, we do have a motion. I'll try to look it up with George, refresh our memories, our collective memories. I think there was something just passed a couple of years ago. Okay, thank you.
And I have another question.
Yes.
Okay, so it's about conveners of these committees. So there's one committee where I believe that the until the committees are set, the officers, the chair, calls meetings. But there's one committee where the chair is no longer on the committee.
Right. So in those instances, they can elect a chair pro tem until they have their full complement of committee members replaced.
Right, but my question is about
chair,
convening
we're
a
out
meeting
time.
Yeah, okay.
In the first place. Yeah.
Okay.
Lydia?
Thank
Lydia,
you.
Lydia, we're out of time for this item.
Thank you. Thank you. Janet, if you can send any of those known committees to the board and we can figure that out, but that should be an easy fix. The committee can figure out a pro tem. Okay, now we are moving on to the coordinating committee by Tony Norman, who is the current chair. Tony?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Lydia. Lydia, we're on IED report.
Sorry, I skipped a page, right? Okay, sorry. Four.
Okay, it's fine with me.
No, I thought it came after that. Okay, sorry. Number four on the agenda is IED.
Okay.
And then it'll be followed by the CFO.
So I'll just, I'll read my report into the record and say once again that I plan to have all of these reports posted on the webpage. I'm working at some of my list of to-do things. I just keep forgetting to talk to Otis about it. Okay. So my written report, which went to the board, says, greetings. The AG correspondence audit. I am pleased to report that we were able to forward to the California Attorney General a great deal of what was requested. We were able to make complete responses in most categories. We are missing minutes of some meetings and some other miscellaneous documents. And I've put a call into the office in San Francisco where the materials were delivered, asking if they are willing to accept additional materials after the deadline, and I've not gotten a response yet. FSRN. Last week, in a court-ordered mediation, we reached a tentative agreement with FSRN to resolve the lawsuit they filed against Pacifica last year. The PMB will vote on approving this agreement in executive session. The ED search, after a vote of the board, the PMB has determined to offer the position of Pacific Executive Director to one of the applicants. A background check is currently being performed, and once that is completed, we will enter into discussions with the candidate. And finally, the PDGG lawsuit, which was filed last April, I sent this report yesterday. Today, Alameda County Superior Court Judge Iona Petru dismissed the lawsuit filed by PDGG last spring. Her decision is attached, and it will also be posted on the Pacifica webpage. And that's the end of my report.
Thank you. Any questions?
This is Kim.
Kim?
Okay, there are a couple of things. One, first of all, the PDGG lawsuit was
dismissed by Pacifica, but not necessarily the 12 defendants. And there is another hearing set in a month. I think somebody might have screwed up on some things, because the 12 defendants have never responded, and therefore they did not dismiss this case. So all I can say is there's another hearing regarding this. Can we get some idea of what the NES has been doing? She's been on payroll for 2 months, and we haven't gotten a report or a start date for the elections. And my understanding is that a CD went to the Attorney General's, and I don't understand why we can't get a copy of a CD, and why there's this kind of, we're copying it to a flash drive, and why we just didn't get a download of a CD, and why we're having to wait 2 weeks to see what's sort of going on. Those are my questions. Thanks.
Okay. On the NES, she has submitted reports to me, and I will forward those reports to the board. She is working on a budget, figuring out cost-saving measures, a number of things that the that both the LS, both the PMB and the Elections Committee were interested in. I'm sorry, Kim, I lost something. Oh, on the Attorney General's request, actually the materials were there was so much stuff that it would have taken up many, many CDs, and so instead we've put it on a flash drive, and we're, as I explained, it's being copied from the flash drive, from the server in the office onto flash drives, and will be mailed out to people who have asked for it.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
If there are no more questions, we'll move on to number 5, the CFO report. Raul, are you muted?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I was, yeah. Okay, well, good evening. Okay, just to give you the update on the audit of the 2013 financial statements, we are anticipating that the auditors will send us the first draft of the audit report tonight for our review, and hopefully will be sent to the audit committee for their review as well. We are still on target, barring no major discrepancy or adjustment or any things that we need to modify from the draft. We are still on target to complete the 2013 audit by Monday. In relation to the issuance of this final audit report, Pacifica will be paying and prepared to pay $50,000 tomorrow to the auditors as part of a substantial payment, so that they are able to issue these financial statements. With respect to the fiscal year 2014 audit, we are already in process of generating and compiling schedules and reconciliations for the for 2014. We have advised our business managers already on our timetable, and once the 2013 audit report is completed and the AFRs are reported or submitted to the CPAB, we will be working closely with the station business managers on their schedules. We also have hired our first temporary accounting staff to help out in facilitating the completion of the audit requirements for 2014. For Pacifica, the deadline to submit the AFRs should have been February 28, 2015. However, there is... However, there is a initial 45-day extension that can be requested and is automatically approved regardless of the reasons for failing to meet the original deadline. However, in order to avail of this extension, we will need to request online through the CPB ISIS website. Unfortunately, Lee, we're still having some problems with our logins, and we're taking care of it with our CPB management in addressing these logins. And as a requirement, they have requested a an authorization or some kind of motion from the PNB that we assigned a an authorized official licensee or licensee official who would be designating the head of grantee designation for the Pacifica Foundation, as well as the administrator's designation. These two position with the CPB will be in charge of submitting information, the AFRs, on an annual basis, as well as some of the SAS reports. Last year, the executive director was the head of grantee, and the CFO was the administrator. The CFO was the one who entered the information to the CPB fund, CPB website, and it needs to be approved by the head of grantee, which was the executive director. In addition, for the AFRs, the submitted information by the CFO was also approved online by the independent auditors, independent auditor, and that is the process in submitting the AFRs. When we requested our logins, because the logins from last year has been deleted by previous management, and therefore we could not do any submission at this point. As a requirement, CPB would like us to send them a letter to be signed by a member of the board designating these two positions, including the licensee official, which is the one person from the board of directors. The request also includes a request that the letter be signed by all members of the board of directors in order to do that. I don't remember getting this kind of requirement in the past, but that's what we have right now. And I believe that a motion is in order for us to do this tonight so that we could submit it this by tomorrow. On the in-person meeting,
Teresa Allen, point of information.
And that's it. That's my report for tonight.
Teresa. Yeah. Okay. If I understand you correctly, Raul, you're saying that the CPB wants something from us that is signed by every one of our board members.
That's correct.
Have you sent it to us so we can see it?
Margie, have we sent this?
No, we were just informed about this today. We've been talking to Kriegler's office in D.C.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
But it's my... Okay, I'm sorry to...
No, go ahead, Margie.
Okay. No, it's all right.
Margie, go ahead, please.
Well, I'm a little bit confused because I thought that we were waiting for...
Advice
from Kriegler about whether or not we would be able to do this as a board motion rather than a document that's actually signed by everybody. Am I wrong about that?
That was our question to John Kriegler. Unfortunately, John Kriegler is out of the office this week, and his associate is doing the legwork from contacting the CPB administration to see if that would suffice.
Janet
and,
K.
And that's it.
Yes, okay. Were you through, Raul?
Yeah.
Okay, Margie, were you through?
Yes.
Okay. Janet Kay?
Yes. So, Raul, what is the deadline for this, this signed document or a motion by the CND? And if do you have the language for a such a motion that you could send to the CND at this meeting?
Sure. I did not send it out. I was drafting it. It's just a two-line sentence. Let me see. Well, the deadline, in answer to your question, the deadline is as soon as possible. There's no deadline to get this into them. Fortunately, we have a deadline to submit an extension request that would need that login. So, but we are in communication with the administration. They are aware of our inability to log in to request an extension. So our extension request is being done through an email instead of the website. But we wanted to do this immediately so that we have it on file as we are prepared to do this, the completion of the 2013 audit. I'll be able to go and input the information into the website, because this is not just a matter of transferring information into to the website. There's a lot of computation that needs to be done, and the whoever we designate, and I suggest that the head of grantee who would sign up with that would be the whoever is the executive director. So the language of the motion would be, I would say, a generic. So this will be an ongoing thing that the PNB designate the executive director, or whoever the current executive director and the chief financial officer, to be the head of grantee and administrator, respectively, for Pacifica Foundation regarding its CPB access. That's kind of like the language. And that's, you know, the language is for that motion. And then if we have to sign, everybody needs to sign, then that means we have to send this email or letter to all the board. And that might take some time before everybody can return the signed paperwork. Again, we wanted to do this so that we could have access as soon as possible to the ICES website.
Adriana?
Brian, come on.
Point of information, Janet C.
Oh, okay. Janet C., Adriana, and then Brian.
I just want to be sure if Raul is presenting an idea where we're, is there any possibility here that we're not going to have many days to read whatever it is that we're signing on to in the name of the foundation, or that we will make some motions saying we'll do whatever, Raul deems appropriate.
No, Janet, I think we just heard Brian in an effort to make a motion, so I'll come back to you if it doesn't answer your question.
Okay. I really want to hear the motion.
Yes, of course. Adriana, and then Brian?
Yes. I was offering that. Just the motion, and we will pass the motion just now, right now, and I think that will solve the problem. Right, Raul?
Yeah, absolutely,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yes, partly if that's the question to our council, if this motion would be sufficient without everybody's signature on the paperwork. I don't know, Marky, is it okay if we send out this letter from the CPB or the email from the CPB so that they actually know what they're requesting?
Sure.
I don't see any confidential.
Okay. Brian is next.
So my motion is just based on what Raul said, not what he's about to send out. It's an authorization resolution. It says the Pacifica National Board designates its chief financial officer, currently Raul Salvador, its Corporation for Public Broadcasting Administrator, and the Pacifica National Board designates its executive director, currently Marky Wilkinson, its Corporation for Public Broadcasting head of grantee.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, seconded by Adriana.
Brian, this is Jenna Kate. Brian,
yes,
can you email
that? Automatically, he'll send it to by email.
I do have to send it.
Yes. Okay. Thank
I'll
you.
I'll motivate very briefly.
Yes, okay.
It sounds like we're not clear on whether we need to circulate something for 22 signatures, but we need a resolution from the board regardless. What we would be signing would be saying, yes, this is what we want. You know, I get it. We now have a court over who authentically represents the foundation over the next year. We're going to be asked to jump through more procedural hurdles to get access to things like accounts. So this is the kind of motion we're going to have to be passing.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, if there is no discussion, we can... is there any objection to this motion? I haven't received it, Brian. You sent
this
it?
This is Teresa.
Yeah, he just sent it. Has anyone received it?
Yes, I have.
I received it.
Oh, okay.
It was Brenda.
I haven't received it yet. Did you send it to PMB at Pacifica? Brian?
Yes, he did.
Okay, if anyone can forward it to me, that would be appreciated.
This is Kim. I have a point of information.
Yes. Kim?
Brian, can you repeat the last part of what you said, why we need to do this?
Brian?
Well, the reason we need to do it is so that Raul can apply for an extension.
But what did you say about ownership or something?
I said it's the kind of thing that we should expect to be asked to do, because it's been very public that we've been in and out of court in the past year over the question of who legitimately represents the foundation.
Okay. Is there any objection to the motion?
Yes.
You did.
Yes.
Yes.
Based on... Hello?
Hello, is that Janet C?
Yeah, I do object based exactly on the future that Brian, I think, describes, which is that the CFO will have passed motions and we'll say, okay, great, and we won't know what these extensions are all about, or whether they ought to be happening, or whether there's nothing at all.
I don't think it's much information that we get to sign a legal document.
There's all kinds of echoes and feedback.
Yeah, and that's not you anymore, right? Because you have your headset
on.
Yeah, it's not me.
Hello, Mark. Do you want to mute and see if it's you? Because it just started.
Yeah, I'm going to mute now.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That helps.
There's only.
Oh, there's still an echo. Okay.
Kim was the second to last person who had a phone
call. Yeah, Benito to the sec.
Okay, Benito?
Well, actually, yeah, just a point of information, actually. Brian, could you just repeat the motion, please? I haven't received it yet. I don't know.
The resolution is as follows. The Pacifica National Board designated Chief Financial Officer, currently Raul Salvador, its Corporation for Public Broadcasting Administrator. The Pacifica National Board designates its Executive Director, currently D. Wilkinson, its Corporation for Public Broadcasting Head of Grantee.
Okay,
Madam Secretary, would you like to call the roll, please?
Yes, I will. Alan, KPFT.
Alan says yes. Can you hear me?
Alan, yes. Alberta. Burden. Jim Brown. Stephen Brown.
Yes, yes.
Casanova. KPFT.
Yes.
Casanova votes yes. Coleman, WBAI.
I pass.
Diaz, DCFW.
Yes.
Edward Peters, KPFA.
Yes. Yeah.
Edward Speaker votes yes. Fuentes. Fuentes. Councilman KPFK.
I have to abstain. I haven't received it yet.
Councilman abstain. Cogren, KPFA votes yes. Robert Marks, KPF2.
Robert Marks says yes.
Marks votes yes. Medina, KPFK.
I vote yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman, WCFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin, WCQR, Elliot.
Yes.
Rabin votes yes. Writer, KPFT.
I abstain.
Writer abstain. Robert. Tucker, WCFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Coleman, you passed?
Yeah.
This is illegal.
I'm sorry. One second.
My questions are not answered in this motion. I'm going to abstain.
Coleman abstains. Rodrigo or Guetta?
This is Rodrigo
Guedes.
Yes. Yeah, it's a lot of, I cannot understand anything.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, or you can try
Agueta votes yes. Did I miss anyone?
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, is that Serene?
Serene trying to vote yes.
Okay. Robert votes yes. Thank you. Okay. Okay. So I have...
I didn't hear Robert Rabin's vote.
He voted yes.
Rabin voted yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I have 14 yes, 0 no, and 3 abstentions. And Brenda, are you tracking this as well?
I tried to, and I missed, but I only have 2 abstentions and 9 yeses, so.
Okay, I will call out who voted yes.
Okay.
Allen, Agueta, Brown, Casanova, Diaz, Edwards, Tiefert, Coburn, Mark, Medina, Norman, Rabin, Robert, Tucker, and Wilkinson. Did I miss any yeses?
The chair will vote on this one given the circumstances.
Okay.
Okay.
And no, 0, and abstentions were Coleman.
I didn't say what I would vote.
Oh, I thought you said. Okay, sorry.
I will vote yes.
Okay, Brazante, yes. Sorry. So that makes 15 yeses.
Yes.
0 no's, and the abstentions were Coleman, Kassman, and Reiter.
Okay, can everyone mute now that we have the vote count? Thank you.
Point of clarification, it was 15, yes?
Yes, 15,
thank
0,
you.
3.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, is everyone muted? Okay, so we're ready to move on to the next item, which is...
Teresa Allen.
Wait, are we through with the CFO report? Are there any more questions we got? Okay, Teresa?
This is Kim. I have a question.
Okay, first Teresa and then Kim. Teresa? Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Teresa?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you. Please proceed.
I'm sorry. Okay. If I understand this correctly, if we do not get this 2014 audit done in time, we will lose another $1 million in CPB funding. Tell me when this 2014 audit will be done, and tell me when the 2013 audit will definitely be done.
I don't know where you got the information about the $1 million that we will be losing. We don't have any indication from CPB that we will be reinstated, neither that we also got any indication from CPB that we will not get reinstated. There's no indication from them either or on what do we have, but we were advised by our council to continue complying with the deadlines and complying with all the reporting requirements, including the non-financial requirements of the CPB. And after we comply with the if we get caught up, when we get caught up, then the CPB will evaluate our standing with the CPB.
Right, but we have lost approximately $2 million. Am I not correct? We've lost about $2 million because the audits have not, the 2013 audit has not been submitted.
Yeah, that's a part of that whole requirement. Unfortunately, in 2013, under the previous management, there was some non-compliance of non-financial requirements of the CPB that we were still undertaking. The financial requirements are one, the AFRs are one of the reports that are needed to be reinstated back or to be granted funding from the CPB. That's one component of the whole requirement of the CPB, not just the audit. But we also were non-compliant with the other reporting, noticing, and other legal stuff that the previous, management.
Okay, could you get us a balance sheet that takes us to the end of fiscal 2013? Could you get us a cash flow report?
We will.
And could you get us a list of the major payables? I mean, because I don't even think the list of major payables is even necessary for the audit. I mean,
okay, Teresa, you have a whole list of questions, and we have.
Well, there are four things I want, and I want to make it clear. I want the balance sheet, which takes us up to the end of fiscal year 2013. I really would like to take it up 2014, but let's start with 2013. I would like the cash flow report, which includes the projection through the end of 2013 and if 2014 if possible. I would like the statement of operations, which is the profit and loss, and then I would like the list of major payables, because I can't make any, I mean, like, we're supposed to have elections. I don't know what the election budget is.
Okay, thank you. We got your questions. Now,
I'd like to know when
next,
we can have those.
Yes, okay. And then, Kim, you're next.
Well, I thought maybe the CFO would respond to Teresa.
Okay, well, perhaps you can ask your question and then he can respond.
No, I would like him to respond first.
Okay. We're going to have Kim ask the question, and then he can respond. It might be duplication, so please. Kim, proceed.
No.
Teresa, please. Kim?
Madam Chair, could he please respond to my question?
Raul, do you want to take it a question at a time?
Sure. Okay, well, the 2013 balance sheet will be done as soon as you will get an audited balance sheet, income statement of cash flow, and we can give you the major payable, and that's next week. Which day? Once we approve the audited financial statement on March 2nd, we will immediately send that over to everybody.
Okay,
and we will be posting that as well.
Can we have the major payables now because it's not dependent upon the audit?
No, not tonight, though.
Can we have that? Well.
No, I don't think that's a reasonable request at this point. We are trying to get the audit done in the next couple of days, and we're already working late nights and weekends, and I think that this can
wait while
we do this audit.
All right, March 2nd. Thank you
very
much.
Tim?
Okay. Well, first of all, I would like to request that we get a consolidated budget, even if the MFC doesn't think we should approve it. I would like to get one. I suspect there is one. I hope there is one.
Yeah.
So now I'm confused. Who is going to approve the audit on March 2nd, and when will the audit committee see it? And what's the status of KPFK's bookkeeping? Because as of, I don't know, a week ago, they were still sort of empty for 2014 and 2015. So I don't know how we can be compiling schedules when we have a whole year and a quarter.
Well, let me answer your question because you're
data to enter.
Let me answer your question because you're already answering your own question. But yeah, because you're saying we already. You know, how can you finish this if you know? So anyway, the consolidated financial state budget. I thought that I gave you a summary of the consolidated when all the budgets had been approved by the NFC, but I could resend that over again to the board. There's a consolidated budget I did. And then the audit review, like I said in my report, that the audit the draft will be sent out tonight, as promised, by our auditors, and hopefully there's not going to be any changes from the financial accounting standpoint before we could send it out to the audit committee tomorrow, and the audit committee will review that, and hopefully over the weekend they will let us know if there's any thing that kind of comes out of that, if they have any concerns or regarding the audit report, and if they don't, then we will finalize the audit and we will issue that. And then the KPFK, we have been working closely with the KPFK business department, and we are updating our accounts payable and expenses for 2014 and 2015. And again, you know, we're all tied up with 2013, but I've spent some time there last week to just get the make sure that there's no other expenses missing. We've been working with the general manager kind of defining what we're looking for in terms of expenses not being recorded. If there are any invoices that are not paid but they're not recording into the system, they should. And I do believe that we have an improvement in our business department. Our interim business manager there, the new business manager, is more knowledgeable with the system. So I think that's a great big step for KPFK.
Chair, okay. We're over our time, actually.
Okay, and I just want to make a request because I know we have a lot of new board members, and at your convenience, before the next open session of the board, if you can perhaps provide the CPB documentation that we have received from them over a period of time that contributed to our current standing or non-standing with CPB, since it was various issues. Okay, thank you. So moving on, we're at time, so now let's move on to committee reports.